Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and allow Him to lead you, to guide you, to direct you into His perfect plan. Yeah, sure, it may not make sense to you. Yeah, sure, maybe it's not what you would have picked out or what you would have decided, but you're not God. And He's the one that has all of the information. So you just have part of the information. You just have what happened yesterday, a few years back, and what is happening at the moment. But God, see, God sees yesterday, last year, everything that happened in the past. He sees what is happening right now in the present, and He automatically knows what's going to happen in the future. And He has context to your life, and He loves you, and He has great and abundant plans for you. And only God knows the things that you have to go through and the things that have to go through you to prepare you for that place and that season in your life. But if you get caught up in there trying to change it and trying to halt it or not cooperate, God's going to say, okay, you got a better plan? Okay. See, when you're at work, God's at rest.
But when you're at rest, God's at work.
Come on now. Come on now, Chris. That's right. When you're at resting in God and trusting in His will and His plan and what He wants to do in your life, God's at work. He's at work forming you and shaping you and developing you and bringing awesome things to pass. And I think about the life of King David. I think about, oh, precious King David. You know, when I was abiding, I spent some time reading 1 Samuel 19 and 20. And I'm reading these chapters, guys. So I'm reading these chapters. I see that there's a plan here. There's an unfolding that King Saul wants to take David out. Mm-hmm. And nothing at this point that you read in the scriptures indicate that this could have been a result of something that David had done. I mean, obviously, someone's trying to kill you,
right,
the king of Israel, no less. You obviously had to do something wrong.
Right.
Maybe, did David sin against God? Did David sin against Saul? The Bible gives no indication whatsoever that any of those things had happened. But we do know that David is being hunted down and killed, or trying to be killed,
right, by
King Saul. This is a perplexing situation if you're David, okay? Yeah. Maybe this is happening in your life. You don't have context. You don't understand. You don't know why things are happening, and they don't make sense. You've searched your heart. You sought God. You feel like you're in right standing with Him. You've repented of everything you known and unknown.
Right.
You've sought counsel. You've submitted yourself. You've laid your life before your authority. You've said, God, what is happening? Mm-hmm. What is happening? And I can only imagine, I can only think about, I mean, put yourself in David's shoes for a minute. Put yourself in David's shoes. David is being hunted down by King Saul. And you got to wonder what was running through David's mind at a time like this. He might have said something like, how did I go? I mean, he's under a bush somewhere, under a rock, and he's just thinking to himself like, I am in trouble. I mean, some people experience bad times and rough situations, but have you ever had a time where you've been in trouble? Mm-hmm. I mean, capital T, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Underscore bold, trouble. And David's sitting and he's wondering, how did I go? How did this happen to me? How did I go from a nameless boy to a seat at the king's dinner table to being hated by the king. I mean, God, help me out. Help me out here. I'm trying to think and figure this out, but how did I go from this nameless boy who was taking care of sheep, minding my own business, to being in the king's palace, sitting at the king's dinner table, which I thought could never happen to me, and now I'm actually being hated by the king? How did I go from being a shepherd boy to the greatest warrior in Israel, slaying Goliath, cutting off his head, and giving my king the greatest victory to Israel at this point in battle? You remember that? I mean, here's David coming to the battle lines, and he takes out Goliath. I mean, most of the soldiers were terrified. King Saul didn't even go himself. He gave David his armor, and David's like, man, I can't even use it. I got to use it.
They were hiding behind rocks.
Come on, chattering with their teeth.
Hiding.
And David's like, no, I can't use this. I got to use what God's given me. See, that's the thing. Listen, you can't use somebody else's, you know, rhema. You know, you can't live off of someone else's word. You got to live off of the word that God's giving you. That's why it's important to know when God is speaking to you. You got to have clear. You have to have your own experiences in God. You can't rest on someone else's experiences. David said, listen, I remember what happened with the bear. I remember what happened with
lion.
The lion. And the way God touched me then, he's going to touch me now. And he took Goliath out, cut his head off. Mm-hmm. So he's thinking, how did I go? I mean, how did I go from the shepherd boy, this one moment that could just transition me and threw me into a destiny? And now the king hates me and wants me dead. We're talking about how bad things happen. You're in trouble and you can't make sense of what's happening in your life, situations that are going on. But you're just, you know, it's God's will or your will. David may be thinking, how did I go from a nameless and faceless shepherd boy? I mean, they wrote a number one hit song about me. King Saul as king killed his thousands, but David has killed his tens of that. They made a hit song of me in Israel, and I was on the Jerusalem 100.
Top 100.
Top 100. I had a hit song, and now I'm being hunted by the king. How did this happen to me? Why me? David's still sitting out there and thinking, my goodness, I'm being hunted. How did I go from a nameless and faceless shepherd boy to be the head worship leader, ministering to the king himself, ushering God's presence, and the king being greatly blessed by my ministry, only to have the king to try to kill me in my own home? I mean, David went to his home, was getting ready to go to bed, and his wife said, I think it's all over for you. You need to get out of here. And then she put some stuff in the bed, and the king's, Saul's men came in and tried to throw a spear through what was just something that was stuffed under the blanket. And David said, how did I go from there? How did I go from, I mean, I'm playing my harp. I'm ministering to the king. The presence of the Lord comes in. And now I got a spear that was going to be thrusted in me had I been at that place. Talk about being confused. Talk about being perplexed, if you will, shredded on the inside. And how many people today are facing a situation in their life that doesn't make rational sense? That's the thing. Oftentimes, people are trying to boil down what God is doing to something that they can understand, that something can fit in their finite mind, even though God is infinite. They want to get things to fit in their mind. And God's saying, what point don't you get? I'm outside of your mind. I'm outside. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. I'm outside not only of the box. I mean, I'm outside of your universe. You know what I'm saying? I'm outside of your universe. And so David, think about this. David had to leave the coolest place in Israel at the time. I mean, he is at the epicenter of what was going on. He was in the king's palace. To now being tracked down by those who once esteemed him. Think about that. He's no longer part of what was happening in Israel. And at the same time, he has the other side of him, the enemies of Israel. He's a man without a home, a man without a place, a man who didn't ask for this, that was ushered into this destiny, ushered into the epicenter of what God was doing in Israel, in the king's palace, to now being hunted down by King Saul and stuck by the other Philistines and those that were his enemies. I mean, how did I go, David is saying, how did I go from the son-in-law of the king? I mean, I married his daughter.
Right.
How does this happen? How do I go from the son-in-law to the king to being the head of the king's bodyguard? David was the head of the king's bodyguard, his son-in-law, to being hunted by the king. It just doesn't make sense, natural sense, to his own mind. And there was no reasonable explanation for this. See, people sometimes are going through things and they're looking for an explanation. God, explain this to me. I've got to understand. I've got to figure this out. Do you? Right? I've got to figure this. Got to make sense to me before I... Well, it's not faith if everything has to make sense to you.
Right.
Because listen, many of the things that God does, it's not going to fit in our small, little, infinite mind. Mm-hmm. The question is, do you trust God? There was no reasonable explanation for this except God allowed it.
Mm.
It was father filtered. I mean, there was no reasonable explanation for Joseph to be sold into slavery. There was no reasonable explanation for Joseph to be lied on by Potiphar's wife and being thrown into jail. There was no reasonable explanation for him to be sitting in jail for that long. Mm. And all the things that he went through, there was no reasonable explanation for him to be separated from his father who loved him dearly. I mean, you would think, oh my goodness, he needed his father. The only explanation is that God allowed it. It was father filtered. And when we experience things that bring great pain in our life, there's only two ways really to respond. And one way we can get defensive and we can say, you know, self-preservation, this is happening to me. You start attacking everyone. You start trying to, you know, figure things out. You get bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a defense mode.
Right.
You know, the other thing that you can do is you can focus your attention on God and humbly depend on his grace and allow him to bring you through this situation. I mean, there's one of two things. You can move in pride and try to defend and try to get out there. And, you know, David could have had a whole campaign going on. Or you can say, my goodness, God, you have allowed this. You've allowed this. And humbly depend on his grace. Humbly depend on God, who is faithful and true. And allow him to bring you through what it is you're going through. Believe that there is a great purpose for the pain that you're going through. A lot of times people think that pain is a bad thing. Let me tell you something. Pain a lot of times is a teacher. Pain oftentimes helps you to get past certain issues in your life to bring you into the destiny that God has for you. Pain is not always bad. See, what David didn't realize is that God was doing something in David's life. David was in king training. David was in process. God was working something out of David. And it's amazing that, you know, King Saul was being demoted, right? God was removing King Saul. And it you know, God has an interesting, you know, sense of humor. He was using King Saul to train his replacement.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because of the process that Saul didn't go through.
Come on now.
Right.
Exactly. It took the outer King Saul to work on David to cut out the inner Saul in David's heart out.
Mm-hmm.
And David had process that he needed to go through. He had to go through a season in his life where he had to just go through what God allowed to happen in his life. Oftentimes, it always takes the end of a season, a chapter in someone's life, when you can begin to review and look back at the different moments, good or bad, and say, wow, remember when that happened a year ago? And remember when that happened that month and you thought that it was the worst situation in your life when they said you were no longer going to have a job here.
Mm-hmm.
And it just got a lump in your throat, not a little tear in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought that could have been the worst situation, the worst mm-hmm. thing that you ever could have been told, because you were barely making it on that income that you had, and now mm-hmm. it was gone. But as you look back, you realize, oh my goodness.
God was just trying to promote me.
God was promoting me. God was bringing me into my destiny.
Mm-hmm.
But that looked like such a bad thing in my life. And God was trying to take away so that he can bring you in. Or you look mm-hmm. at a situation and, oh my goodness, that person came out of my life and you thought it was the most horrible thing that happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
But God knew that person wasn't right for you.
Yeah.
God never told you to be with that person. God allowed that situation to happen so that you can be in the place that you are today. But at that time in your life, you saw it as the worst thing that could have happened. You didn't understand the pain. But when you look back and you see, how many times have I sat across someone who was diagnosed with a terminal illness,
mm-hmm.
that their life was going to be over, and they thought that getting the death sentence, they thought that getting the word cancer spoken over them was going to be the end of it, and it was done for them, and that's the worst thing that could have been said. And at that moment they heard those news, they were sad, they were depressed, they were hurt, they were devastated, only to find out later, I'm talking about a particular situation, that it was the greatest thing that happened to them because it brought them to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I mean, listen, it takes time, it takes context to understand the plan and the will of God, and sometimes it involves pain, oftentimes it involves struggle that we don't understand at the moment. I mean, look at sporting events, and you look at it's really only after the game, when the game is done, that you can sit back and evaluate how important that one catch was at that moment. And oftentimes, the commentators will define the play of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the play of the game was that one moment of an hour and a half or an hour game, however long it lasted, that made the difference. Had that catch didn't happen, had that person was not able to do that one move that broke free, if that one, you know, yard that they got, if that didn't happen, the game would have been lost, over with.
Yeah.
And you think about, my goodness, you look back and you can almost pinpoint the exact play that changed the entire game. Well, life is filled with many of those moments, game-changing moments, and your response to what happens to you on the field of life can make all the difference in your future. See, David could have got all messed up and thought that it was all about him. But in times of turbulence, in times of pain, in times where you can't understand why things are happening in your life and in this season, let me tell you that the Word of God says that God is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's the God of all comfort. And you can trust that God is doing something. He is working out a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You can trust him. You can lean on him. You need context to see. But listen, what's happening in your life is not going to kill you. It might just promote you. It may just bring you into your destiny. And we found that David, because he responded right to God, even at the moment that he was presented to him a chance to take King Saul out, and his men were encouraging him, take him out, take him out, take him out. And David was tempted to cut a piece of his robe and later was convicted and said, how could I even do that?
Mm.
How could I even do that? See, if David was thinking about himself and he was filled with thoughts of justification and trying to figure out, that's what that stuff does to you when you sit there and you're contemplating, why me? Why me? Why me? You're not prepared to move into your next part of the destiny in your life. Instead of, God, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to teach me, whatever you want me to get out of this, you're faithful, you're true. I know that you can bring me through this. And David went through a humbling process. He went to a point where he even had to act like a madman to save his life. We're talking about a warrior
mm-hmm.
who's killed hundreds, thousands, had to act like a madman just to save his life. Listen, allow the things that are happening in your life to bring you into the destiny that God has for you. He is forming you and shaping you for your next season. Don't get stuck on thinking about yourself. Trust in God. Listen, it's all about the defining moments. It's all about those defining seasons. If you look back, you'll go back. If you think about yourself, you'll get stuck. Put your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith, and watch him pull you through what you're going through and bring you into the destiny that he has for your life. But you got to trust him, and you've got to fully rely that he is capable of managing and guiding your life. He loves you, and he has an amazing plan for your life. And don't you ever, ever forget it. We were talking about when things happen that don't make any sense to your own natural mind. And we're talking about the life of King David and how he went from a nameless and faceless shepherd boy to being in the king's inner circle to being hunted down by the king. Talk about a perplexing situation.
Mm-hmm.
And in the break, Pat, you were talking about how you could relate.
Oh, yeah.
And how it didn't make sense at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw that God had a bigger plan in store. What were you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is years and years ago. I was working for a particular company and walked in one day and I was handed my walking papers. You know, they were making some cutbacks and basically got laid off that day. And at the time, I'm like, oh my goodness, don't you understand? I'm like, I got bills to pay. I got right. child support. I mean, I got all kinds of things going on right. at that particular time. And, you know, it was devastating, you right. know. So, you know, I left that day and I'm like, all right, God, what am I going to do next? What's up? I mean, what do I do?
Does it make you have a compassion for a lot of people that mm-hmm. are out of work? A lot of times, you know, if you've never been laid off before or even fired from a position, it could be a really devastating, I know this from experience, but it could be a devastating experience. It's never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you have a whole bunch of compassion, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely. So, you know, I'm, you know, praying about what I should do. You know, I applied for some other jobs. Matter of fact, I even got hired for a particular job. But then at the same time, God really stirred my heart to really just open up my own business. And, you know, I really was struggling with that. You know, God, mm-hmm. will you bless me if I do this thing? Or should I go? I'm like debating, do I go do the sure thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know you're going to get a paycheck at the end of the week.
Right.
Or do I trust you with this business opportunity and walk by faith? Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do? And I finally got the revelation was the blessing's not on it. The blessing's on me.
Come on.
And when I got that revelation, it was no holes barred.
Wow.
I was like, oof, that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah.
So I just stepped by faith, started writing me a plan, prayed on it. God just started just, as soon as I wrote it down, things just began to start manifesting.
Mm.
You know, I started with zero budget.
Zero.
I had nothing. And before you know it, I had my business.
Wow. And you're talking about a devastating situation because you got to wonder, why would this happen? How could this happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing that, right. Hey, listen, everything is father filtered.
That's right.
Now, you were walking with God at the time, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Honoring
absolutely.
The Lord.
Oh, yeah.
No reason, reasonable explanation for this to happen.
No, it was actually my deliverance at that particular time. I didn't realize it, but, you know, God was setting me free and taking me into a whole other realm of trusting him that I hadn't even considered.
Mm. But in the beginning of that.
Yeah.
How did that feel? Did it feel like a deliverance?
No, at the time it was just like a huge blow. Like, God, what are you doing to me? What did I do wrong? You know?
Right. It's amazing how you get so locked into a certain situation and you think that that's what it's supposed to be the whole entire time, not knowing that God has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could just trust the Lord, we trust the Lord, his plan for our life will come to pass, but we want to cooperate with it. We're talking about King David and the things that David went through that did not make sense to him. But we talked about David's life when he wasn't the king and he served King Saul, and how David went from a nameless and faceless shepherd boy. When I say nameless and faceless, nobody knew who David was. He was just a shepherd boy, faceless, because no one recognized his face at the time.
Mm-mm.
He was, in fact, when Jesse, his father, called out all his sons for Samuel to anoint the next king, he wasn't even thought of.
Mm-mm.
To stand amongst the other brothers. He was what was considered maybe a nobody, if you will. But God loves to use the nobodies.
Mm-mm.
He loves to use them. And David goes from being a shepherd boy that no one even knew, he wasn't on no one's radar, not even his father at the time, to being at the epicenter of what was happening in Israel. He was in the king's palace, even had a seat at the king's table where Jonathan sat and other officials sat. David had a seat, and he went from that experience. Well, you think, you know, I've arrived. I mean, David's like, oh my goodness, the blessing of the Lord. I was so faithful to God. And maybe he was getting cozy, only to find out he was about to be, expelled from this place and being pushed out, to the point that King Saul, who once loved him, was trying to kill him. And the thing is that God was just using King Saul. King Saul was on his way out. God was removing King Saul because of the sin in King Saul's life. And he wanted to promote an anointed David. And God has an interesting sense of humor. I mean, he'll use, he used King Saul to train his replacement, you know. Like, he was training David to get the inner Saul out of his heart. And we shared about some experiences how you got to review the whole context of your life. You can't judge one situation, one moment, a season of hardship, a season of struggle, a season of great trial, and say, oh my goodness, what has happened?
Mm-hmm.
In particular, if you haven't brought this upon yourself because of sin and rebellion and disobedience to God, you've searched your heart, you sought the Lord, you sought counsel, you've offered this up to your authorities in your life to see for clarification, for discernment, and it was not a result of your own doing, but God has indeed allowed it to happen because you're going through it. You got to believe that God has a greater purpose for that. He has a greater purpose for what's happening in your life, because he is bringing you into a new season of your life, but he's allowing you to go through process so that you can actually be ready for that season.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about yourself and are self-focused and you become bitter and you don't understand what's happening, It's not going to happen.
Right.
And Pat was sharing a personal encounter. I had a personal encounter. And we talked about how something, what appears to be devastating or doesn't make sense at the moment, happens to you. And then all of a sudden, you know, God, well, you know, well, listen, you know, I was let go from a position that took care of my family and all the things that I needed for provision. And let me tell you how good God is and how God is into VFN Radio personally. That termination, if you will, brought me into the fuller destiny of what I'm doing right now at this moment.
That's a promotion.
It was a promotion, and it was the greatest thing that could have ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for it. But you need context. You need to be able to see that, listen, not everything that happens is a bad thing. It may appear to be bad. It may cause you some pain. And even pain is not always bad. You know, no pain, no gain, if you will. You know what I mean? You got to go through something. And hopefully at the end of this hour, we'll be able to talk about perseverance, because we're looking at a culture and a generation that doesn't know how to persevere. You got to be able to persevere and go through something, but you got to be able to trust God. And during the break, we were talking about Joseph and how Joseph spent years, one would say over a decade, going through tremendous trials. I mean, just things that you look back and say, my goodness, I mean, Joseph just got a bad rap here. I mean, can a brother get a break? You know what I'm saying? He was going through some stuff. But I didn't realize that he was going to be the highest, second in command to Pharaoh.
Yeah.
And what he went through was for a reason, for a purpose. And we got to talking during a break and realized that oftentimes, you know, we're going through a prophetic experience in our life, or we're going through a struggle, we're going through a situation. It's because God wants to use that not only to bring us to a place, but he's using us to bring others to a place. And it's very difficult to bring somebody to a place that you yourself have never come to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, David wasn't ready to be king. I mean, he was anointed to be king, and you were called to be king. And there's a calling on your life. But to see that calling fulfilled, you've got to go through process. And I'm afraid of anybody that hasn't gone through process.
Right. Right. Anybody that doesn't limp.
Oh, my goodness. Because there are some people that skip process.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow they get into that position. They do that particular thing. And oftentimes it has disastrous results. I mean, that's what happened with King Saul. King Saul never went through process, never dealt with the fear in his life. The very thing that they were trying to find him. They were trying to find him to anoint him, and he was hiding in the luggage. And that thing was never worked out. He feared man more than he ever feared God. And because that fear of man was never dealt with in his life, besides other things, while he became king, that very thing continued to work. And he feared man, never feared God, and decided to offer all these sacrifices and all these things and step outside of what he was called to do, and started ministering in other duties that were not assigned, neither did he have the anointing or the covering to do. And as a result, God said, that's it. That's it. And his kingdom was torn from him. Listen, process makes all the difference in the world, but we got to be able to trust God in what he's doing in our lives. Don't become self-focused. Don't make it about yourself. Understand and recognize that God is doing something. Look at your life in context and don't make a decision by one play in the game. Realize that, you know what? If I put my eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of my faith, and I humble myself and allow God to do what he's going to do, he will see me through this. And when I get past this, there's something about going through something that causes you to be different on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You've been through something where you had to go through it, not around it, not over it, not underneath it, but you got to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go through it with God, that process of going through it causes you to be different, causes you to be prepared to enter that next season in your life. Listen, when it's all coming down and there isn't no reasonable explanation, understand and fully understand that God allowed it, and it is all Father filtered.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.